Hachette Audio presents The Extraordinary Education of Nicholas Benedict, written by Trenton Lee Stewart, read by Del Roy.
A beginning at the end. The train station at Pebbleton, dark and sooty though it was, glistened in the mist. Electric lamps above the platform cast their light upon a thousand reflecting surfaces, the puddles along the tracks, the streaked windows of the station house, the umbrellas hoisted over huddled, indistinct figures on the platform. To a person of whimsical mind, the scene might resemble something from a tale, a magical gathering in a dark wood, the umbrellas looming like toadstools over fairy folk. There was, in fact, such a person watching from the window of the approaching train. A boy of whimsical mind, to be sure, though whimsy was not the half of it, nor even the beginning. And the fairy tale qualities of the scene occurred to him at once. So, too, did a great many other things, including the sentence, "It glistened in the mist, the train hissed, and I listened." A poetic train of thought that sounded rather like a train itself, which pleased him. But foremost in the boy's mind was the awareness that Pebbleton Station was his stop, the end of his train journey, the beginning of a new unknown. He turned to his chaperone, a plump old woman with spectacles so large the brim of her hat rested upon their frames. "What shall we call this, Mrs. Ferrier? An arrival or a departure?" Mrs. Ferrier was putting away her knitting needles. "I suppose both, Nicholas, or however you like." She clasped her bag and peered out the grimy window. "It's a miserable night for either." "Shall I tell you what I'm thinking, Mrs. Ferrier?" "Heavens no, Nicholas. That would take hours, and we have only moments. There, we've stopped." The old woman turned from the window to appraise his appearance, despite having already done so before they boarded the train. Nicholas doubted he had changed much in the course of their half-day's journey, and his reflection, easily seen in Mrs. Ferrier's enormous spectacles, proved him right. He was still a skinny, tow-headed 9-year-old, with threadbare clothes and an unfortunate nose.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?